WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. With condemnation raining down on Iran from many nations for its attack this weekend on Israel, Iran's envoy at the United Nations told the Security Council the attack was self-defense and they had no choice. Amir Syed Iravani.
Iran's operation was entirely in the exercise of Iran's inherent right to self-defense as outlined in Article 51 of the Charter of the United Nations and recognized by international law.
Israel's ambassador to the United Nations, Gilad Erdan, tells a different story.
Iran's strategy has been crystal clear. Arm, fund, and train terror proxies across the globe to carry out Iran's murderous scheme of domination. But today, the mask of Iranian deniability has been removed. No more hiding and no more bluffing.
President Biden told Israeli Prime Minister Netanyahu that the U.S. will not take part in a retaliation strike against Iran. The phone lines were buzzing today with President Biden talking with the Democratic and Republican leaders of the House and the Senate. Will all that talk move a long-delayed foreign aid package ahead? The view from Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer.
There was a consensus on the phone among all the parties that we had to help Israel and help Ukraine. And now hopefully we can work that out and get this done. It's vital for the future of Ukraine, for Israel, and the West.
Chicago police are still searching for suspects in a mass shooting that killed a young girl and wounded 10 others, including two young children. WBBM reporter Carolina Garibay has more.
Chicago police saying the young girl who died was shot in the head. A one-year-old boy and an eight-year-old boy shot in the abdomen were among those injured and were taken to hospitals in critical condition. The victims were standing outside at a family gathering at the time of the shooting, which Jerome says he believes was gang-related.
Three innocent children were struck and one of them tragically succumbed to her wounds. The offender's actions, make no mistake, are horrific and unacceptable in our city.
Witnesses described two shooters on foot. Carolina Garibay for CBS News Chicago.
Police in Australia have identified the man who stabbed and killed six people at a busy Sydney shopping center before being killed by police. Australian Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says the investigation into Joel Cauchy is not yet over.
It would appear that this person has acted alone. The motives are not known yet.
Police believe Cauchy suffered from mental health issues. They're not treating this as a terrorism-related case. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Interlude is brought to you by Max Inc. Radio, Cat and the Hurricane. Listen to Max Inc. Radio every Saturday and Sunday, 6 p.m. to midnight. Download the podcast at maxincradio.com. We are local music.
but the hands don't move. Waiting for the bomb to drop, I stoke the fire and recall a tune. Swallowing my memories and knowledge that I'd had before.
Kicking off the 7 o'clock hour with a double dip of work on Max Inc. on Civic Media. That was Embers, Ignition before that. Work is playing a show this Thursday at Ope Brewing Company in Milwaukee. That's a fun name to say, Ope Brewing Company. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to Max Inc. on Sunday night. I'm Jimmy Kay. Thank you for tuning in this evening. Appreciate you. Coming up this hour, we've got original local music from Wisconsin from Geology Club, plus the Earthlings, and later we'll dip into some blues with the Blues Disciples and Kelsey Miles. Plus, we'll check in with Terry Barr and Barr Notes. Right now, it's brand new music from Slow Pulp. This is Fishes from their latest album, Yard. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media on a Sunday night. We are local music.
Thank you. Shop local. Eat local. Listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Thank you. in the garden of falling Lolitas. Wallflowers and streamers, the new deprived. Taking the pain on a walk in the hope to forget her. When I had met her in Durango town.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music with Elephonic and Durango Town. Geology Club before that. They were the winners of Rockconson last year. That was Appreciation of What Could Have Been and Casio from the Earthlings in that set as well. I'm Jimmy K. Welcome to Max Inc. Sunday night. Max Inc. Radio sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. Locally hand-blowing glass, three locations in Madison. And you can shop online, igniteglassandgifts.com. And by the Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, the most trusted name in real estate. Buy or sell your next home at movetomadison.com. We got the Blues Disciples and Terry Barr with Bar Notes next.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Are you ready to get your musical game on? Are you a 7th through 12th grade Wisconsin garage band that wants to play Summerfest, the world's largest music festival? Then Rockonson wants you. Check out rockonson.org for more information. Registration is free. All genres of music invited to compete. That's rockonson.org. Rockonson, youth garage bands rockin' Wisconsin. Produced by Dennis Graham Associates and brought to you by Max Inc. Radio and the Civic Media Radio Network.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Spring has sprung, and if you're like me, spring cleaning takes on a whole new level. I don't just clean, I get up and find a new home. And for those that know that the Aaron Weber Group and MoveToMadison.com is the place to buy and sell your home. With listings updated every 15 minutes, easy and convenient virtual or in-person showings and meetings, the Aaron Weber Group should always spring to mind when you buy or sell. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber. MoveToMadison.com. More than a website, it helps you spring into action.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Come for the homemade food and beer and stay for the live entertainment. 132 Market Street in Sun Prairie. See the full menu and upcoming events at fullmilebeercompany.com. Hey everyone, Terry Barr here with your bar notes. A few notes highlighting some music news and happenings from around the state. Let's start in Northeast Wisconsin and a chance to show off your talents at the Glow Within Showcase. More Entertainment is hosting this event at the Live Lounge on Velp Avenue in Green Bay and inviting you to share your skills, whether it's art, music, poetry, or comedy. The showcase is set for Sunday night, April 21st from 5 to 9 p.m. Show up at the lounge or text to sign up ahead. Here's the number, 920-489-7226. Again, text this number to sign up for the showcase at 920-489-7226. Over to Oshkosh now, where the public school district should be showing off. After learning NAM, the National Association of Music Merchants, is honoring Oshkosh as one of the nation's best communities for music education. Here's School Superintendent Dr. Brian Davis.
Our kids have done a phenomenal job. You know, ultimately, it's them performing and working at their craft, and they have a lot of opportunities.
Now, this is the first year Oshkosh is being honored. Hudson Schools, that's in far northwest Wisconsin, holds the state record for earning Best Communities for Music Education 20 years in a row. Watertown and Fort Atkinson are being honored for the 13th year. The association named more than 900 schools all across the country as Best Communities for Music Education. And now we're off to Thanesville, a suburb of Milwaukee near Mequon, and word of a new live music bar opening next month. It's going to be called the Baree, and there will be live music Fridays, a double header on Saturdays starting in the afternoon. The Baree schedule is booked with music starting in mid-May and already through a large part of the summer. It's in the historic Main Street district of Thanesville. Some of you may remember it as the Chiel. Thanks to all of you who support the artists playing all of the notes at live music bars and venues all across the state. I'm Terry Barr with your Bar Notes on Max Inc. Radio.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
When the gravity train is rolling, don't drag a feet. It happens every day. When they're growing good, don't get in the way. Hey, Dolores, what you saying to me? She said, now come on over here and won't you listen to me? When the gravity train is rolling, don't drag your feet. see a glass half full. She said, now don't confuse yourself, believe in all that bull. Hey, Dolores, what you saying to me? She said, now come on over here and won't you listen to me? When the private train is rolling, don't drag your feet. Every day, so when they're going good, don't stand in the way. Hey, Dolores, what you saying to me? She said, now come on over here and won't you listen to me? When the private train is rolling, don't drag your feet.
Everything. to compromise. I was a fool about your kiss. Well, I ain't got none of this. No. I was a fool. I was a fool. Think you felt the same. Believing that maybe you change. You're thinking that you got me, boy, but you're wrong. You're wrong. Now you're never, ever gonna fool me again.
From Kelsey Miles on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Miles Nielsen and the Rusted Hearts before that with Hands Up. And the Blues Disciples in there too with Gravy Train. Miles Nielsen, he's in St. Louis on Thursday, heading to the Twin Cities on Sunday. He'll be back in Wisconsin after that, including a show on Saturday, May the 4th, with the Mascot Theory at the Gibson Community Music Hall in Appleton. Of course, the Mascot Theory, they were live in the lair last night. Absolutely rocked it. You can hear the encore performance at 9 o'clock tonight here on Civic Media. Coming up at 10 is Max Inc. Heavy with M. Shell. And the 8 o'clock hour, we got Rocker's Closet and Essential Last Crack. That's all coming up. Plus, we're going to try to squeeze in some Louie and the Flash Bombs and the American Dead in just a couple of minutes. Right now, it's brand new Cat and the Hurricane. We debuted this song last night. Here it is again. It's Caffeine and Alcohol. Cat and Hurricane on Max Inc. Radio.
Take on the world. Right now I'm taking on myself. Incessantly haunted by the things that I once loved. Secondhand smoke and rum on my clothes. I can still smell him. Is this the the caffeine and alcohol in my
caffeine, got alcohol.
Sync on Civic Media. We are local music with the American Dead and Goner. Cat and Hurricane before that with their brand new song, Caffeine and Alcohol. What do you think of that new Cat and Hurricane? It's pretty cool, huh? We're going to hear more of that, I'm sure, on Max Inc. Radio. And don't forget Aaron's 42nd birthday bash from the American Dead, the big sexy compilation release party, all because of your contributions to the GoFundMe for Aaron. That's happening on Memorial Day weekend, Saturday, May 25th. At the Red Mouse. Hey, Essential Last Crack is coming up in just a couple of minutes. Plus, we'll rummage around in Rocker's Closet as well. Plus, the replay or the encore performance of The Mascot Theory live in the Lairs coming up at 9 o'clock tonight. Right now, it's brand new music from Louie and the Flash Bombs. Ah, I love this song. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Echoes of days gone by, echoes of the echoes and beyond. Meet all the time today, meaning that we meet later on. Why you wanna be like that?
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Hey there, it's Carrie Joy with your Work Money Minute and a tip today about how to get more entertainment for free. I'm going to tell you about a magical place called the library. Seriously, if you have not been to your public library recently, check it out. They have way more than just books these days. They have a ton of movies that you can borrow, and sometimes you can even stream them. Like when my kiddo was younger, we would borrow from the library instead of rent for our Friday night movie night, and then we had a little bit of money left over that we could use for something special. And if your library has an online app, that can be game-changing. I get to read all the magazines for free that I used to pay for at the grocery store. All of the celebrity gossip, none of the guilt. Okay, some of the guilt. And they've also got audiobooks, which really help me get through doing stuff like laundry or, you know, other chores. For more on how to spend less and save more, head on over to workmoney.org. Take good care.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.